All right, Jeff Howe is here. This is fast becoming one of the red letter fundraising events of the entire year. 100 Men Who Cook. Old National Bank has put this thing together for several years now. The most recent innovation and announcement was the association with the Boys and Girls Club. Tell everyone what that announcement was and why this is important.
Well, every year this is such a big event, Steve, you know, because you've been there and been a big part of it. We so appreciate that. It's a lot to put on. There's 1,100 people at dinner and chefs and all kinds of things going on. We need manpower. So we partner with the Boys and Girls Club, and they're going to provide volunteers. They're going to help us sell tickets in advance. They're going to help us be there to make sure the guests at the dinner are taken care of and everything's works well. And then they'll provide us, obviously, as a not-for-profit, they'll provide us with some things that we can do, you know, from the not-for-profit standpoint.
Micah Maxwell's the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club. He shared with me that they will benefit too. In other words, a portion of the proceeds from this fundraising effort will help the Boys and Girls Club. Another way that this endeavor is helping a great organization, in this case, the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean they'll do a lot of work for us, sure. but the work that they do, it aligns so well with what we're trying to accomplish, and that's to provide a safe place. Mentoring, a place for good interaction and positive influences, and I mean, there's not anybody doing it better than the Boys and Girls Club. So it lines so well with us, and along with our other funding support that we provide others, we'll provide some funding support for the Boys and Girls Club to continue and further their mission.
And then the fund itself has helped several endeavors over the past recent months, especially. From memory, don't mean to put you on the spot, can you crack off some examples of what the fund has been utilized for, some efforts that are happening in Muncie and Delaware County?
Oh, sure. Well, the Unity Center is doing a program. It's a gun violence, and they're going to be talking about, and there's going to be a gun turn-in. They're going to be talking about gun safety and how to report, how a child can support or report a gun so they don't pick it up and take it to school to give it to somebody. So it's a great program. We helped fund the pantry, the food pantry out at Muncie Southside. And we provided some money for laundering so they can provide coats to kids that don't have coats in the wintertime. We're bringing in nationally recognized speakers. We're helping with Black Expo and some of that community relations things. We provided funds to A Better Way. So they can continue to provide, you know, safety and security for victims of violence. Just wonderful programs. And one of the things we've asked our committee to do is to look for how we can bring organizations together to collaborate so we can get more traction. We've asked them, because they're professionals, they work in the field, we've asked them to look for programs that maybe aren't being done here that we could reach out to somebody and say, hey, we think there's a program that might make some sense. If we fund it, can somebody operate it for us? So it's really exciting.
Let's get a plug in for the website that is all things 100 Men Who Cook and the two new events that are planned for the days and months prior to the actual 100 Men event in November.
Sure. www.muncie100menwhocook.org. We've had a couple of folks, Jack Surface, who's one of our chefs and has been a big fundraiser for us, is organizing a golf outing so people can come out and play golf. And the proceeds of that will go into the Champions for a Safe Community Fund. And then Cindy Ammerman, who's an executive with Ontario Systems, has offered and has taken point to organize an event for ladies, just desserts, come out, have dessert, have some wine under the stars at Minnetrista in early September and raise some money to also help Champions for a Safe Community.
So my question is, with Just Desserts, just as my wife Nancy helps me with 100 men who Cook, am I going to have to help her with Just Desserts?
Well, actually, they're not going to make desserts.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have gourmet desserts from all over Central Indiana, and they're going to come and partake in those desserts.
That's even better.
And what will happen is, if we have 20 or 25 different tables, there'll be 20 or 25 different desserts. They will bid on which table gets the first choice for the dessert.
Okay.
So that's how we'll raise money, by them bidding on their favorite desserts.
That's Great idea. Jeff Howe, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Steve, for all you've done and all the station's done for us.
Absolutely glad to help. I'm going to get Tasha over here. All right, Tasha Griffin is here. You spoke just a moment ago at the press conference about this event, 100 Men Who Cook. You talked about the more specifically or overtly the Champions for a Safe Community. You have seen the good things that that fund has done already. What does that make you as a community-minded person feel like to know of the good-hearted people that are within your midst?
This is very exciting. I've told Jeff this morning we were meeting, and just to say that because of, you think of a banker, you think they just deal with money and, you know, what connection and what would they want to offer to the community. But because of his passion and because of 100 Men's passion, we see that they want to give back to our community to make our community better. And so looking at the social ecological model of if we can help an individual, then we can help strengthen a family, which makes a better community and a better society. And so I'm just really excited to see them being so giving and caring with the fund. You know, most grant applications you apply for, there's tedious paperwork, 45 pages, and this is very simple, you know, what the mission is, what you need it for, and our committee is just individuals from just all areas of the community, and we just sit down and we conversate about the benefits of this fund and what it would do for that child or what it would do for that organization, that agency, because overall is to make a better community, and we want to champion for a safe community, and this is the way to do that.
Micah Maxwell, the executive director for the Boys and Girls Club, about this exciting announcement that just happened. Recount what the announcement was for our listeners, please, and tell us why that's important to the Boys and Girls Club and to the community.
So we just announced the Boys and Girls Club is going to serve as the operating partner for 100 Men Who Cook and Champions for a Safe Community.
And that's important to the Boys and Girls Club and the community. Why?
Champions for a Safe Community has narrowed its focus to making sure that we have a safe community and victims of violence are protected and safe. And we're able to partner with that effort in helping to raise funds for 100 Men Who Cook through one of our greatest community events we have. And it's very fun. I've been a chef for that. You've been a chef for that. We've been chefs next to each other for that.
Yes.
And our mission at the Boys and Girls Club is to ensure that young people have what they need to become successful adults. And it falls right in line with making sure they're safe and have opportunities to be successful.
This is going to be a lot of work for the Boys and Girls Club. Jeff Howe made that very clear. But from everything I've seen around you and about this facility, you're not afraid of work when it benefits the right outcome.
You're right. Boys and Girls Club has put in a lot of work over the last few years. But the cool thing about this partnership is 100 Men is a great event. They have a great set of volunteers, and they have it almost down to a science as far as how to do it. The chefs love being there. For us, we'll be more behind the scenes, but there will be some work. Our board spent a lot of time thinking, is this right for us? And we think it is, and we're excited to be a part of it.
I call you, lovingly, the drill sergeant of 100 Men Who Cook. How do you feel about that title?
I love the title because it's the one time a year I can tell 100 men what to do and they actually listen.
We have to. We have no choice.
Absolutely.
We have no choice whatsoever. This is a lot of legwork for you, for Old National Bank staff members, for a lot of volunteers. What's your feeling about it, though, after it's done and then getting ready to ramp up to the next year's event these many years now?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, one, we do miss our chefs. Once this event is over, it's almost as if any party you've ever had after, you just have that down, oh, goodness, and we can't wait till next year, believe it or not, and we're right there ready to start it up again. And being able to have these partnerships with all these different guys of different walks of life, being able to come together in such a great community event, I feel blessed to be a part of 100 Men Who Cook.
Now, I call her the drill sergeant, not on the air, just in my mind. And that's a loving term. I call you the babysitter, and here's why. Because you have to babysit these 100 men. I mean, we're big babies. We all know that, Melinda. You're chasing us down for recipes. You're trying to get the tales and information out of us. I'm probably one of the worst ones ever. But You do it with love, don't you?
I do. I love my chefs, and I have a personal relationship with each and every one. They know they can count on me. I know that I can count on them. If there's anything they need, you know, I get it from them. I do eventually get it from them, and I can always count on them to back me up, and I get a lot of satisfaction from hearing from them after the event to say, great job. Your team at Old National, you know, the partners that we have is just awesome. And it's a good feel.
Need chefs, right? So why don't you put that plea out there right now?
Please give me a call. You've got my number. Give me send me an email. We are looking. We need about 30 more chefs. Okay. And so they come and they go. Life happens. Things come up and things change. So we always like to have a little in excess. So when someone calls in sick, we still have our 100 men.
Day of event, Angela, will there be anything much different from last year's? Because there were some tweaks and changes through the years. Will there be anything new in how the event is run night of show?
Yeah, we're actually doing something a little bit different at the beginning.
Okay.
We just wait for those doors to open. Well, instead, we want to give the attendees an actual pre-event, and it's going to be in the lobby area.
Okay.
Where we're going to have music. We're going to have, of course, drinks flowing and available to have a little fun, to be able for people to really connect before they go in the room. And then the chefs are in the room preparing, like they always do, being very diligent to get all that ready. And we're again bringing those chefs together in just a small little taste of their own. We call it chef nibble time. Yeah, exactly. And it's just a way for them to get to know each other. If they haven't seen each other for a year, it's a great way to reconnect and be ready for a great event.
And don't forget to buy those raffle tickets. We'll be selling those before the doors open. There will be all the items in the lobby. So probably 25 wonderful items from a lot of good people that's making a lot of contributions.